If you're over 16 and weigh more than 50...
Touchdown! Hi everyone, welcome to the third and final show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Hey DT, how you doing?
I'm doing alright. Darren, how's your day going?
It is going very well. Very well indeed. Well, it went better when you started discussing roast... What did you call it?
Roast rankings.
Roast rankings.
That's an important ranking.
I mean, this is a show where you can get all of your NFL and college football, but we are a food outlet as well.
Yes, we are.
And the roast ranking conversation actually got me going.
They got you going.
They got me going.
Okay, well, do you want to give your roast ranking, Darren?
My roast ranking. Number one is roast beef.
Roast beef. I would agree with you. Roast beef, Yorkshire pudding.
Roast lamb is number two.
Yep.
And roast pork is number three.
What about chicken?
All that protein, yes. Chicken's just entered the charts at number three.
Okay.
And roast pork has gone to four, but if crackling goes to number one.
No, crackling,
yeah,
get out.
Crackling
get
goes out. To number one.
You're weird scratching, man.
I'm not scratching at all.
No, but you eat it.
So welcome to the show, everybody. And it's always, as always, another fun-packed episode of Facts. And this tonight, we are covering the AFC South later on.
Yes, and should you be a fan of it?
I could give you my opinion, but we'll save that till later. Should we kick off with some news, DT?
I think we should, given a schedule release a couple of weeks ago. Should we talk about that?
Yes, it was good and exciting.
It was good.
It was good.
Good.
And exciting. And there's some decent games in week one. The opening game, courting a lot of controversy.
I get why they're doing it, because then the Cowboys have to watch the Eagles hang the Super Bowl banner and, you know, rivalry and stuff, but I just don't know if the Cowboys are going to be interesting this year, so that's my fear for that game. Super excited for it, though.
The Cowboys are going to be average.
Didn't you give them a one star?
Yes, they give themselves a one star. It's on their helmet.
Stop it, Dan.
They gave themselves a one star. I think it's going to be a good opening game. You've got the biggest supported team in America playing the current Super Bowl champions. What's not to like about that?
Oh, the Cowboys running game is one thing to not like.
But seeing the Cowboys get owned is something to like.
Okay, Darren.
There we go.
I'm guessing the Cowboys are not your team then.
No, and interesting looking at some of the commentators over in America, their thoughts on the strength of schedule and all of that sort of stuff.
Do you believe in the strength of schedule?
It's always based on the previous season and so much changes from then to then. But I don't know what other measure you use. I just think it's a out-of-season discussion point.
Yes, I kind of think we should come up with a vibes ranker.
A vibes ranker.
Well, you know, you get a whiff of the team and you're like, oh no, let's put that back. I think that's more like a better ranking than a strength of schedule, really.
Yeah, I mean, the strength of schedule is interesting, right? Because so many teams come close to finishing 500. The best strength of schedule is normally 5.7, and then the worst is like 5.1, and there's hardly anything to separate anybody in it.
Yes, except we do have the Giants with the toughest strength of schedule, which I think is a bit unfair given their team was downtrodden last year.
Well, they could have done better if that was their report card, but that's how it happens, right? Just, you know, who's in your division and who's in your division as well,
and
right?
What division you are versing.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into this division later, but if you're the Cleveland Browns, you're in a bad spot this year in that division.
They got Myles Garrett, though, for $40 million a year, so that's all right.
No, surely not. He was never going to play for them again.
I know. Oh, my God. But what does $40 million do for you?
I do not know what the refusing to play guy saw in the $40 million check.
I don't know either. I don't know what $40 million looks like. Maybe one day, Derek.
Maybe. On that lotto.
What's your favourite game from the first week?
Now you're going to ask. And I don't have the fixtures in front of me.
Do you want me to slide my laptop?
Could you slide your laptop across to me? There you go. Okay. Let me have a look.
So you got Brazil, you got Friday nights, Kansas City versus Los Angeles Chargers.
No, I've got no interest in that.
Okay. Monday night, Minnesota versus Chicago.
I quite like Baltimore at Buffalo.
Sunday night football.
That's looking like a good game. That's going to set the tone nice and early for one of those teams.
Oh, yeah. And the Ravens came out and punched them in the face with that Derrick Henry run first play in the regular season, and then in the postseason, the Buffalo Bills destroyed the Baltimore Ravens, and that was that really for them. So, fun little rivalry there.
I would love to be watching Carolina at Jacksonville.
Really? Just for Travis Hunter?
Just for that, yeah. Just to see what difference he's going to make to that division. Detroit at Green Bay. That's an exciting game.
I know. I quite like how Green Bay, they have get those like cheese graces out now. I find that a fun little fan thing.
Not a lot else there, is there?
No, it's just basic matchups.
NFC South. Tampa Bay at Atlanta. That's the two best teams in that division.
You don't like the Panthers?
No.
Just no.
No. Well, not to win it, no. Not to win that division. We'll find a lot about Carolina when they go to Jacksonville. What else? Not a lot. Houston at LA.
The playoffs for them, those two teams, it would be interesting to re-see them again.
Well, when I mentioned just before we kind of got into the fixtures about what some of the experts were saying in America about the schedule, one of them had every team in the AFC West having a winning record, and I'm like, how?
Who are they versing, though? What's the division they're versing?
It might be Jacksonville. No.
Is
it? It might be the AFC.
I think that might be why.
That could be the reason.
And you get bolstered by the outer division schedule.
Yeah. But they're all playing each other twice, and those are hard games to win.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to put all four teams. You're almost putting all four in the playoffs out of one division.
I don't see the Raiders going into the division. I don't see how they have a winning record, nor do I see how they are in the playoffs this year.
They're going to be a surprise package. I think they're going to do a lot better than people think.
I don't think they're going to go playoffs. Though.
They've actually got a good coach. They've got a reasonable quarterback. They've got probably arguably the best tight end in the league. I want to see Ashton Jeanty because the interesting thing about this is you get these small school guys enter the NFL as superstars. Don't always work out. Zach Wilson.
Should we talk about a recent superstar of comments from the Chicago Bears?
Yes, go for it.
I do not want to be a Chicago Bear. I am going to employ legal force. I am not going to play in the NFL the first year so that I don't get drafted number one overall by the Chicago Bears. That's not particularly great comments coming from your starting quarterback if you were a Bears fan.
Have I ever told you my opinion of Caleb Williams?
You've told me privately, but not on the podcast.
I have never liked or rated. He had the first good season, but then the second season was found wanting for me. And last year, everybody was going, he hasn't been supported. They haven't put the weapons around him. If you're as good as that, or as good as you say you are, you can find a way to win. And I found him finding a way to whinge.
Whinge. The whinging comment from the Brit.
So I think he, this year, now they've put the weapons around him, has to perform or he has to shut up.
Well, the line's also now better for him, so.
Yes.
It's interesting that you say superstar because the recent superstar that just got paid is the Brock Purdy out of the San Francisco 49ers.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, $265
million. For pick number 265. They must have given him $1 million for every pick that he was in the draft.
I didn't actually note that, but that's quite a fun.
I hope it is 265.
He's now the sixth or seventh highest paid quarterback, and number one is Dak Prescott.
But you've got to build around a quarterback, and to be fair, he came in and he's done the job. He's got a good record.
He definitely does, and he seems to be what Kyle Shanahan wants.
And had he have not got injured in that game, then they could have possibly have gone all the way.
And I think they would have beaten the Chiefs.
Should we talk about the AFC North?
The AFC North, another interesting quarterback division. We've got Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, someone in Cleveland at some point, I guess, out of five quarterbacks. We'll get to that, I guess. And then, who's the last one? Oh, wait, we don't know. It's the Steelers quarterback, and that's where's Aaron Rodgers?
I'm amazed that they did not make a move. The Steelers, to me, look like they are going to be completely dysfunctional this year.
I think it's genuinely fascinating that you have two teams that are like just drama and question marks galore going, what is happening over there? Then you have two teams that are amazing quarterbacks, like top five quarterbacks. One has an amazing defense. The other has a defense that's missing their star player because they won't pay him for some reason. So just in general, a very drama-filled season probably ahead for the AFC North.
I think the AFC North is going to be the most newsworthy division in the whole of the NFL.
I can see why you'd say that, yeah.
I mean, you've got, let's take them one by one. You've got Cleveland, five quarterbacks and have no idea which one's going to start.
And one of them's Deion Sanders' son.
Correct. So that's going to be every Wednesday morning they're going to be news.
Yeah.
So the Deshaun Watson thing, he's gone.
Honestly, you say five quarterbacks, but it's four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we go to the Baltimore Ravens. Derrick Henry signed.
Paid. I think they backpaid him for what he did last year for them.
They're probably going to win that division.
They did just lose their one of their good safeties, though, to Achilles to Ardarius Washington. So that's interesting, because the Ravens seem to always have problems with the defensive backfield, keeping them healthy. Good defensive backfield can't stay on the field.
But didn't you just draft one?
Yes, we did. Malachi Starks. But they wanted to bring Kyle Hamilton down and then put the Ardarius Washington and Malachi Starks back. So that, again, changes your game plan for the season.
Cincinnati Bengals being the Cincinnati Bengals, paying 92% of their salary cap to four players and then leaving one of arguably the best defensive players unpaid, unhappy.
Deeply unhappy. Like,
yes.
Very rootedly in those comments he made was, it's what has got personal, is what he said.
And continues to make.
Well, I think you would, because he's been severely underpaid for what he's worth.
Where's he going if he leaves Cincinnati?
Lions. Why did you look at me so shocked?
Wow, that was big.
Did you just look at me like...
I did, I was not expecting that.
Well, that's where I think who should pick them up. Where he probably goes, the Eagles, because that's just what they do, but Lions.
And they've got the money, because they've got so many young players, so they've got money.
Yeah.
I thought he would probably be so unlucky and end up at the Jets or something like that.
Or unless he just goes completely...
For money.
For money, difference. Or if he goes completely revenge, he'll end up at one of the other AFC North teams.
Patriots?
Yeah, they could definitely use him.
He's a Vrabel guy.
Oh, he's definitely a Vrabel guy.
He's a Vrabel guy, I reckon.
Talking about Patriots, should we move to the AFC and to the Patriots' longtime rivals, Colts, in our new segment of Should You Be a Fan of the AFC South?
Oh, do you want to go there? Right, let's do it. Do you want to get to it? Start with the Colts. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I try to think Colts, blue and white, horseshoe on the helmet. We're lucky for the 2000s with Peyton Manning, did the great thing and didn't draft Ryan Leaf. That was a whole big story that kind of sets the stage of the history of the Colts.
I want to get your opinion on Peyton Manning.
Do you mean historically whole time period or for his time period?
So there's two things. Where does he sit amongst the greats? And do you think it's interesting that all the time he spent at Indianapolis, he now seems fairly rooted in Denver and doesn't really relate back to Indianapolis the same way?
Ownership led. I've never been to Indiana or Indianapolis. I don't know how deeply tied the community fans are there. If you have any comments on that, let us know. But I think because he also won the Super Bowl and the Colts kind of discarded him at the end of his career and the Denver Broncos believed in him. So I think that's why he kind of likes Denver more. Is I think what has happened, but I'm not sure. I can't comment on someone's personal beliefs, but yeah.
I mean, I can certainly see a time where he ends up on the Denver ownership group.
Oh, 100. I'm actually surprised he's not already there, because don't they have 50 owners?
But I think it's really interesting that was the proportion of his career, and he seems almost detached from it.
Yeah.
He's won one Super Bowl in each.
Yes.
So it's not a Super Bowl-driven kind of conversation. But where do you rate him in the greats? Do you rate him in the top 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. So this is where I struggle, because I just think it was so astounding that he made all those moves at the line, and the amount of complex quarterback movement for the psychology that he was doing was astounding. Once you start to move into this new era of quarterback where you need the athletic ability, he is further down the rank, because you actually just can't compare them, I don't think, anymore, because it's not the same position as it was there. But I actually think for when he was playing in his prime, I would rate him higher than Tom Brady. But I think Tom Brady had a better career overall, and in the end was probably the better quarterback. But I think that's because he played longer and had more experience. That's my thoughts. What are your thoughts, Darren?
I think he's definitely in the top. Probably didn't win as many Super Bowls as he should have won. Still holds some of the main records. In a 17-game season, people cannot get near the yardage record he holds, the touchdown records he holds, that one game where he threw 7 touchdowns in a game. When he was on it, he was on it.
And
when he won the second Super Bowl, he could barely throw the ball.
It was all intellect. But I think when you do bring in the new wave of quarterback, he doesn't rank as high, because Peyton Manning running was...
It was a thing to behold. It
really was.
Yes.
It was an amusing fitness.
I'd love to see his 40-meter dash
time. Did they? No, they didn't do it back then. No.
No. So let's get back to the Colts. They were originally called the Baltimore Colts.
Yes, and famously moved overnight without telling anyone in the city. And it was a whole, I can't remember the trucking company, but everyone was like, why are these giant moving trucks outside our beloved team? And they shipped out within 7 hours, they were gone.
It was all over. So formed in 1953, moved to Indianapolis, as DT said, in 1984.
They have famously appeared on the Parks and Recreation show, so I think that may have got a few fans for them there.
So they are the only team to win both of their Super Bowls in the same host city.
Yes, for different cities as well. You got, it was Johnny Unitas won it back then, didn't he? For the first one for the Baltimore. And I find this interesting. He played for the Baltimore Colts. Very much Indianapolis Colts have claimed Johnny Unitas because that's where the team went. But Baltimore, the city, is also claimed him. So I find that an interesting dynamic. So not like the Ravens have claimed him because they came from Cleveland Browns, but it's just an interesting, weird thing. How do you rank it? Because we have a similar situation in a team we'll talk about later with Warren Moon. So
yes, when he was across to, yeah.
How do you feel about players and teams and whatnot?
It's an interesting one, right? Because you always associate a player with someone.
Yeah.
And when everyone tries to grab them, it's like the Pavlova thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Tom Brady, is he a Bucks or is he a Patriots?
And that's the same with Peyton Manning, right? Is he a Colt or a Bronco? But one of two teams to win a Super Bowl was based in two different cities.
Thanks for reiterating.
I thought I'd reiterate. I thought I could explain it better.
Thank you. You probably could, and people probably listen to you more.
Three NFL championships, two Super Bowls, AFC champions three times, and been to 29 playoff appearances, 16 divisional championships.
Yeah, and the only other thing probably that's quite notable is they Indianapolis host the NFL Combine.
They do indeed. Jim Irsay is the owner, Shane Steichen is the head coach, and who is the quarterback?
It's either Daniel Jones or
Anthony Richardson.
So which one would you choose?
I'd pick Jones.
I would pick Richardson.
I'd pick Jones because he doesn't get tired during games.
Wow. Says the man who probably can't run as fast as Anthony Richardson.
I'm not even committing to any running speed because the last time I said that, anyone could kick a 20-meter field goal, I've now got to try and find the to kick it. So I'm not going to
do it. Actually, in this conversation with Rich Eisen's show, that you said you could run the 40 faster than Rich Eisen?
I'm going to go with that one, yeah. Let's do it.
So
let's go to the Texans. Youngest franchise in the NFL, founded in 1999, but played their first season in 2002.
Yes, and they picked a recent quarterback who just retired, brother, David Carr.
Yes.
But Derek Carr is his brother, who just retired for the Saints.
What have we got here? They were the first NFL expansion team of the 21st century and won their first game ever against the Dallas Cowboys.
And they play at NRG Stadium with the first retractable roof in the NFL.
Correct. They hold the record for the fewest yards by a winning team in a game. They had just 47 yards against Pittsburgh's 422 and won the game. How? Like how?
It was probably when the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't have a quarterback.
No, I bet that would have been Roethlisberger day. Especially 400 yards, because he used to throw for 9,000 yards. If anyone was going to beat Peyton Manning's record, it was him. One of four franchises, and one of two in this division, never been to a Super Bowl.
Yes, and they're also one of two teams in their division to play in Houston, because we have a different team later that we'll be talking about that moved from Houston to Tennessee. And there is a rivalry and a point of contention as to which city owns the Oilers, as to what they used to be called. What one do you think owns it?
Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where
absolutely.
We have Warren Moon was a Houston Oiler and just recently gave his retired number to the now Tennessee Titans quarterback.
Cam Ward. They have six AFC South Divisional titles. D'Amico Ryans is the head coach, and CJ Stroud, picked at number two out of Ohio State, is the quarterback.
And would you arguably say JJ Watt is their most famous player?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not because they've got Andre Johnson, who's got in the Hall of Fame, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Arian Foster. Like, they do have some really good players over the quite young span of their team. So, yeah.
Went backwards last year, though.
Yes, they did.
They did go backwards.
I did love the new battle red uniforms of last year. I really liked them. I thought they looked really cool. I liked the sparkly helmet. I was all for it.
I love colours in America: deep steel blue, battle red, liberty white. Not red, white, and blue. Battle red.
And then they got the bull for Texas and the Lone Star State on their helmet.
Liberty white.
It used to be white for the Houston Oilers, and shall we move to the new Oilers, Tennessee Titans?
Let's do it. Originally named, as you said, the Houston Oilers in 1960, moved to Tennessee in 1997.
Yes, and they play at Nissan Stadium, which I actually did not know what stadium they played at, did you?
No, I did have to look that one up. It holds 69,000 people, just over. But they will be moving to a new stadium in 2027. Now, the interesting thing about that stadium is it has less seats.
Oh.
55 to 60,000, and their current stadium holds 69, so I don't understand that.
That's fair. It's still in Tennessee, isn't it?
Yes.
And I'd say Memphis is, and Nashville are the more...
Well, that's where they are now.
Memphis is the more famous city, though, Tennessee.
Gracelands.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Well, we've talked about Warren Moon as a famous quarterback. For them, they're owned by Amy Strunk, one of the... There's little female ownership in the NFL, so one of the three teams owned by females.
Yes.
In the NFL, Derrick Henry was a recent star player for them. I would say that was their last kind of star player, who then moved on to, as we've talked about in this podcast, Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, indeed. They've played in one Super Bowl and lost 23-16 to the St. Louis Rams.
And that had something to do with a certain miracle, didn't it?
It did, but I remember the last play. Isn't that the one where he tried desperately to reach for the end zone and just could not quite get there?
It was quite a rough one to be a fan of the Tennessee Titans, I think.
Almost being like being intercepted on the 1 centimetre line.
Yeah, if you're a Seahawks fan. I honestly, the Tennessee Titans always annoy me because for quite a few years there, I thought they were going to go all the way, and I really got behind them, and then they never did. And then every time I see their logo, it's kind of like I have stress from it, because I'm like, why do you keep letting me down?
Wasn't that the team that went and beat the Patriots?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
ex-Patriot Logan Ryan intercepted Tom Brady, and that was his last ever pass.
And I watched that game sat in a bar in New Orleans.
Wow. Why were you in New Orleans?
I was in New Orleans on holiday, and that night I went out and I watched that game in a bar in New Orleans. The things you don't know about me. Quarterback is Cam Ward, who was drafted last year number one from...
Miami, the U. I wasn't going to say. I forgot. Oh, did you know they had a raccoon as a mascot?
Yeah, T-Rack.
Did you know this? Why is it a raccoon?
I don't know.
What actual...
What's the connection to a raccoon to Tennessee? I don't know.
Then I had to look up photos because I was like, this isn't real. There is not a raccoon as a mascot. Like, there's not a Titan raccoon? None of this makes sense.
And their fans are called the Flameheads.
None of this makes sense.
The Flameheads thing does... The Flameheads does make sense.
Oh, does the Flameheads make
sense? It does. You give some facts, I'll find out why the Flameheads...
Okay, I can give facts on one of their most famous plays ever, the Music City Miracle. It was a lateral on a kickoff return and against the 1999 wildcard round against the Bills, and it was hotly debated still as to whether it was a lateral or forward pass, and it was on the last play of the game to make them win the game.
Yes. The Flames are tied to the organization because in Greek mythology, the Titan Prometheus stole fire and gave it to humanity.
And there was a raccoon there at some point in Greece?
There's always a raccoon somewhere, right? Oh, sure. When I went to New Orleans, I actually went down the bayou on a boat trek, and there was wild raccoons there. So, yes, raccoons are everywhere.
Raccoons are everywhere.
There was also alligators right underneath us as well.
Do you know what alligators are also near a team? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Nicknamed the Jags.
Duval. That is the chant you will hear.
It is. Established in 1993, started in the AFC Central.
Yes, and then moved into the AFC South to form the new divisions.
They play at Etherbank Stadium, 67,814. Is expandable to 82,000.
And there is a pool. There's like a pool, an infinity glass pool on the top of the stadium, and you see it and you go, is that a pool? And it is. And then I think another fun thing about their fact for this team is the mascot.
Oh, Jackson DeVille.
Yes. The most just outrageous mascot. Did you see the game where the mascot was in the thong?
No.
And then he like bungee jumps into the stadium, he zip lines across it. He held up a game once for 20 minutes because he got stuck on the bungee jump wire and they couldn't do anything because he was just hanging over the field.
And I've got something for you.
What?
I'm going to bring it all the way back to the start. I'm bringing it all the way back to roasts.
Roasts? Okay, is that because they play in?
No.
Okay, well, they do also play in London quite
a lot. They do play in London a lot. They are owned by Shadiq Khan, who owns Fulham, West Ham, Fulham, East Ham,
all
Nottingham.
Like, I don't understand. Britain, like, loves pork so much that they've named everything ham. Makes no sense.
They are one of four teams and the second team in this division to have never been to a Super Bowl.
Yes, and I do have a fun player this year, though, Travis Hunter. I'm excited to watch the Jags.
Absolutely, and a Super Bowl-winning coach was their first ever coach.
And if the Jags or Blake Bortles sounds familiar to people, he was often yelled out by Jason in the TV series The Good Place.
The Jacksonville Roar are their cheerleading squad.
They're not the Duval squad.
Not the Duval, no.
They play in Duval County, which is why you hear Duval shouted out at games.
Their highest attendance at the stadium wasn't even for an NFL game.
Oh, what was it for?
Florida State versus Bama.
Ah, that makes sense. They have a massive Jag statue outside that stadium, which looks quite impressive.
Liam Cohen is the head coach and Trevor Lawrence, for the time being, is still the quarterback.
And did you see them play in the Colour Rush uniforms?
Yes.
Could you see what colour it was?
No.
Oh, it was a disgusting mustard colour.
Don't ask me why.
I do want to ask you why.
I only know them for teal, black and gold.
Yes, you do. Okay. And that was the AFC South.
So hopefully that has either cemented your support for one of those teams or has pushed you along the way. So that is the end of the show already, DT.
I know, Darren. It's very sad.
And we've got a lot of food-related content in there today. And
we did.
If you want more food-related content, check out our YouTube channel because we are now doing sandwich tasting testers and videos and doing all that.
Fun stuff, yeah.
It is indeed. So, of course, don't forget to check us out on our socials, YouTube, Instagram, and all those things, TikTok. We'll be back again next week with another episode. Thank you very much for listening, and that's the end of the show.